Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Living Life, a Life You. I am your host, Dr. Veronica Garcia, and today I am joined by a very special student in my heart and soon-to-be colleague, Mr. Aaron Strickland. Hi, welcome.
Well, thank you.
I'm so excited to have you.
I'm so excited to be here.
Soon-to-be colleague, because you're in what quarter of what program?
Finishing 12th quarter of the DC program tomorrow.
Oh my goodness. Oh. How's it been?
Wild. It went by so fast. Mm-hmm. I can't believe how fast everything's gone by. I blinked and it's been 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
One exam left.
That's it?
Yeah, that's
it. And then you go into peak.
Then I go to peak.
Are you doing double peak or single peak?
Double peak with immersion.
Okay. So what does it mean to have to be in double peak with immersion?
That means instead of doing a shorter peak for 6 months, we do a more intense, more in-depth peak for 3 months.
Okay. So in other words, just shrinking out, hours, extra hands-on, extra clinic management, which is really fun.
Yes.
So Aaron, what brought you into chiropractic?
Ooh, that is a long story. So I've known since roughly 2013, 2014, I wanted to be a chiropractor. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, I had chronic Lyme disease. Mm-hmm. I was diagnosed by a DO who did a little bit of functional medicine. She found I had Lyme and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And supposedly, those are not common in Georgia, but here I am. And then I did a year's worth of oral and IV antibiotics with her. And then I failed that and was still symptomatic and still testing positive on lab exams over a year later. Yeah. And she said, look, I've given you everything I can give you.
Yeah.
You need to find somebody who specializes in this because I know you're still sick, but you've used the tools in my bag.
Yeah.
And very long story short, it was a functional medicine chiropractor in the Midwest who treated me holistically as a whole person rather than just a disease or a symptom. Mm. And that brought me into remission. And I said, I want to do that.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And that happened at what time?
It started when I was 13. I got diagnosed when I was 15 and saw the specialist in Kansas when I was 17. And I still see him about once a year.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And what does it mean to be a functional medicine chiropractor?
It means instead of treating a person as a symptom, such as a headache, you're treating them as a whole. So you're not just going after one thing. It's like, okay, maybe there's something going on with the liver. Maybe there's something going on emotionally. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a vitamin deficiency and you're treating everything as a whole to bring the body up totally rather than fix just one thing.
And what is that your goal?
Yes.
Okay. So
yes,
talk to me about
my long-term goal. So since I've been in Life University, my main techniques were applied kinesiology and NET, neuroemotional technique, because for chiropractic, those two techniques are very all-encompassing and allow us to use the body's response to work through vitamin deficiencies or injury patterns or emotional patterns that physiologically we need to release or work on in some way.
That's beautiful. And so talk to me about applied kinesiology first, and then we'll jump into NET world.
Okay.
Okay.
So applied kinesiology, the gist of it is it uses the body's response through muscle testing to indicate what's going on with the body. Mm-hmm. So if it's a muscle strain, for instance, there's a few options on how to treat that. So if a person had a weak biceps, you could first challenge and see if it's a biceps tendon that needs to be adjusted. Mm-hmm. You could do origin insertion, check the origin of the biceps, check the insertion of it, and see which one is going to turn the muscle back on. In other words, make it strong again and make it functional again.
Right.
Rather than, oh, your biceps isn't strong enough, work out more, stretch more, get it massaged. It might be more than that. That may not be wrong. That may still be part of the treatment plan if somebody has like a long-term chronic injury.
Right.
But there's more to it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that. I think that's so important. And I think that explaining a little bit of like manual muscle testing.
Let's
go into that one, because I've heard you explain it before, and I think you do such a beautiful, great job at that.
Yes.
So,
okay. So my favorite way to explain the manual muscle test is using NET, because in my mind, it's the most simplistic and makes the most sense.
Mm-hmm.
So the way I explain muscle testing in NET is the body, or the brain controls the body. It goes from brain, spinal cord, peripheral nerves.
Mm-hmm.
If you upset the top of the stream, you're going to create a break downstream.
Yeah.
So if you bring up an event with somebody that they know is stressful, know is traumatic, and they know there's a physiological response there, such as a car accident or a stressful situation. I mean, we're in school, pick an exam, a professor that may have been a little more stressful for you for one reason or another.
Yeah.
And have them think about that. And it may make a previously strong muscle become inhibited. And it would just be short term. It's not it's not going
to
stay that way. It's 30 seconds max.
Immediate reaction.
It's an immediate reaction because you're creating static in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Easiest way to put it.
Yeah. So you've mentioned NET a few times.
Yes.
And if you don't know, NET is a huge passion and purpose in my practice and in my life.
Yes.
And NET stands for neuroemotional technique. Let's talk a little bit about what got you into NET and what is NET.
Okay, so what got me into it? I had a friend. She is not a clinician. She did the, I guess you would call it the layperson version of NET and applied kinesiology. I believe it's called Touch for Health.
Mm-hmm.
And she introduced me to muscle testing and emotional work through functional medicine type realms. I was probably 17 or 18, give or take. It's been a long time. And she showed me some things. I thought it was neat. And then when I came to school here 3 years ago, NET Club met right after AK Club. So me and my friend Jess, we went to that club every week for the first quarter because they were back to back. They were similar. Our friends did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing I know, I was like, hold on a minute. I really like this. I read the research. I talked to friends of mine who went before me and went through certification. And they talked about the results they had, the results for themselves they had. All the things they learned. And one thing that I liked about NET was the amount of research behind the technique. They've done functional MRI studies to show the brain before and after a treatment.
Mm-hmm.
They've done double blind trials and neat things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in chiropractic, there is a lot of research, but there still needs to be more.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like NET has done a good job showing the evidence that it does make a positive change.
Yeah. And NET, one thing that I love explaining to people is that NET is, it's not a replacement for talk therapy whatsoever, but it is an approach to helping us, the clinician, help you, the patient, the practice member, be able to integrate your stress response with your body.
Yes.
Right. So it's not just about, okay, let's go into that emotion piece of it, but let's actually look at it from a stress perspective. Let's look at it of how is it that your body is up in here whenever you think about that one Fox exam you're about to take in 2 days.
right. You know it's coming.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. One thing that's neat about NET, we know we're stressed.
Mm-hmm.
That's life. We're human. Stress is going to happen, whether it's an exam, sitting in traffic on the interstate, something that happened 10 years ago. We already know the stress has happened. I have not met one person yet who said, I've never experienced stress in my life. Doesn't exist.
At least, and if you not in my world yet.
Right. If you have, I'd love to meet them. But NET is a great way of narrowing it down. Okay. So we know you're stressed. What is it? Okay. Well, it's actually fear. Why is it fear? It's fear. I'm going to fail that Fox exam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We can work with that. Let's integrate that and work through that. So then when you do sit down for the exam, you either don't have a adrenal excitatory physiological response and you just take the test or at least a diminished response. That's the goal.
Yeah. That's beautiful. I love that. Mm-hmm. Well, you are on the tail end of chiropractic.
Yes.
And from the 14 quarters, you have just one quarter left.
Just one left.
Talk to me about what are your plans after?
So my plan is to go peak in Dothan, Alabama with Dr. Ashley Carnes. I'm very excited for that. They came to one of the school job fairs a year or two ago. And then her father, Dr. Bob Carnes, who owns the clinic in Alabama, spoke at AK Club. And it was fantastic. Loved everything he said. He takes a full body approach. He adjusts. He adjusts with multiple techniques, hands-on, SOT blocks, activator, and another one called the adjuster. And then he does AK, and they really want some more emotional work. He does some emotional work through AK, but he also wants NET in the office.
Wow.
Dr. Ashley just took her first basic seminar and loved it. She said she's already ordering the remedies for us. Her and I are going to have it in our rooms for when we get to that point.
Yeah.
And we're excited.
That's awesome. What a beautiful opportunity to just be at that, still in school and still be able to practice under someone else's license and practice under someone else's guidance.
Yes.
And to an extent, make mistakes because they're going to be inevitable, but find your, more than make mistakes, find your identity.
Yeah.
I think that's so beautiful in the peak experience that it's an opportunity for you to find your identity of what's going to look like when you, when you decide to open up your own practice, if you ever decided.
Right. Agreed. Because one thing a lot of people I don't think realize with chiropractic is the amount of career opportunities we have. Mm-hmm. And the conventional medical world, the doctor will carry their label. They are an OBGYN. They are an internist. They are a dermatologist. Mm-hmm. When people hear chiropractor, they just think chiropractor. And that's not really the case. Mm-hmm. I mean, just adjusting techniques, there's at least 100 alone. Mm-hmm. And that's not counting anything nutritional, emotional, physiotherapy related modalities. Mm-hmm. It's a very broad field. And part of peak is going to be discovering, okay, what's my niche? Where do I fit? What do I love the most?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm really excited for you. I'm really excited to call you colleague.
Yeah.
It's just around the corner. I'm excited for the population you're about to continue serving.
Yes.
Good luck.
I appreciate it.
Good luck. Good luck on it all. And good luck with just continue to walking in your identity. You have been an inspiration to a lot of students. You continue doing so. Thank you for being the president of clubs. Thank you for showing up.
Yeah. Showed up every week. How's it going?
That's amazing. Well, good luck, Aaron, and your future endeavors. I'm excited to continue working with you. And
thank you so much. I've loved working with you this whole quarter. And then at NET Cert, it's been a fantastic experience.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And a fantastic way to end my time here at school.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So
thank you.
I've loved
it. Thank you. Oh, have a beautiful rest of your day. Have a beautiful rest of your quarter. And we'll see you guys in the next episode of Living Life at LifeU. Bye.
Bye.